Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My life is a gift from you, blessed from heaven, that's for sure. So every day I live, give thanks to you. Oh, I haven't been perfect, and that's okay. And you still show love my way, yeah. Please don't leave me stay, 'cause I know the sun doesn't shine, the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle little star. And just like we have winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, because you never let me down. You've always been around. And my trust for you will never leave. It will never leave, because you know my destiny. So I believe. Oh, 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 oh. Every day my faith is stronger, knowing you're there, I hang on a little longer. Sometimes life gets a little hard, hey. Your times are tough, so hard to bear. I get weak sometimes, I feel you really don't care. But when I open my eyes and look out the window and see that the sun doesn't shine and the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle, little star, yeah. And just like we have a winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, 'cause you never let me down. You always been around, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation, so we now welcome you to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us and granted us the greatest mercy in the personage of the last and surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, Assalamu alaikum, For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Come again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and today's edition of the most powerful show for truth, the Star and Crescent Report, is titled Global Collapse Under the Weight of the Unseen Hand. And I named the show that because we are watching all of these moves being played by all of these pundits, all of these extra governmental organizations on top of the government itself, and we're seeing that they're making moves left and right to try to preserve wealth, stave off destruction, even turn the tide against God, and all they are doing is exacerbating the problem. Now, before we go into this, I want to say a few things right here, right now, because I've experienced this right before we got on the air, and I'm still experiencing it in my microphone. I do believe that I will be knocked off the air. I may be wrong on this, but I'm experiencing a lot of problems on this end of the microphone. So if I am disconnected, don't hang up, because I have a plan B right to the side of me, and you'll have to give me a few minutes to get myself back to my dashboard. All right? You know how the devil works, so we have to have these plans in place, right? So all praise to Allah. And I just want to thank all of you for listening again to another episode of the most powerful show for truth. And I want you to take this truth and digest this truth. I also want you to look over what is being said to you. Don't just take it at face value. Look into what is being said to you due to the fact of the time. The most important thing that can be taught to the people in this day and time is the time and what we must expect to come, what we have already had, and what is to come later on down the road, and how will it affect you and I, our loved ones, and our nation. If we don't grasp the time, regardless of our yearning for change and our wanting to be right, we could be out of season and get destroyed because we are out of time. My dear brother always says, I try to tell the stuff. Yeah, you're sincere. And that's okay. A lot of people are sincere. But you can be sincerely wrong, right? You can be wrong in your estimation of the time or what is to come in this time. That's why you see a lot of people out here acting a fool, because they have miscalculated the time. They think it's the time that they are free to act as they want to, say what they want to, and present themselves to the people as they would like to be presented, even though they are raving and mad wolves underneath their clothing. The time demands that all things be brought to a head, right? We're in a time of the manifestation of the presence of God. We're in a time of the resurrection of the so-called mentally dead, the lost found aboriginal members of that God tribe, Shabazz, here in the hells of North America. We're in a time of the decline of America, her complete fall and collapse. We're in a time where the white man no longer reigns supreme, and there's a hidden hand that is pushing into the visibility of sight so that you can understand that the God is real. We're watching the global collapse under the weight of the unseen hand. And as we look at these things, We must parse the truth apart lest we fall victim. This, you don't hear this, but I'm telling you. I want you all to take the messenger's teachings and pick them apart. Before we go into it, I want to bring some up to you. In the theology of time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us how God brought himself into being and created himself out of water. People say, well, if water was here before God, then water is the God. You don't understand science. To get water, you take two parts hydrogen, right, and one part oxygen, or vice versa, excuse me. Yeah, no, that's right. And when these are mixed together, they produce water. Well, these same molecules and subparticles were in the invisibility of the universe, right? And when that spark of light and life and energy came on the scene, he caused those to interact, which formed the masses of water. So even though he wasn't already formed physically, he is the reason that those particles collided to bring forth himself. Oh, black man, black man, black man and woman. It's a beautiful thing to see this wisdom displayed. Look, now the scientists are saying, and you can read it anywhere, you can Google it, that the creation of the universe itself started in a mixture of nothing but water in the emptiness of space. That's what Elijah Muhammad teaches us in the theology of time, as he moved deeper into the science of God and the creation of the black man. Not the making of the black man, but the creation of the black man. How there was nothing until this spark of light, life, and energy, right, went into motion. It's a beautiful thing. So now they're bearing witness that that's how the universe started. But what's even more beautiful about this situation is, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this happened in deep, deep space, right, in triple darkness. The white scientists are not going to give you the entire truth of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches. They'll give you parts of it, then they'll wrap it around their own estimation and guesstimation and their own proclamations of what they believe to have taken place. They're going to give you part of the messenger, then they'll wrap it like an onion. There's a writing out saying that life originated in deep space, near dying stars, scientists say. Now, let's examine this before we go into the collapse. The reason I'm doing this, as we always do, we lay the base. Because I want you to see the timeliness of Elijah Muhammad. I want you to see that this man who had no formal education said that he had met with God, stayed with God, he was taught by God, empowered by God, commissioned by God, and is guided by God, raised me back to the state of God. Oh, praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me tap dance one time and say it one more time. All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, the scientist says life originated in deep space near dying stars. Well, according to science, they call the planets and the stars living objects, not breathing like you and I, but because they're in motion, because they're constantly interacting and with each other and with the space around it. They call it, you can go look this stuff up, living star, living planets. You can hear it on National Geographic, the living planets, the living stars, right? Well, if life originated in deep space, how can it originate around? Listen, a star. If it originated around the star and the star is the living thing, then the star is the God. You see how the devil mixes up the truth? Right? Oh, black man, come on, talk back to me. What I'm trying to do is lay something out to you. On one hand, he admits to what Elijah Muhammad says.
And on the other hand, he goes right back and second guesses him so that you don't understand what is going on. In the core of his thesis, though, he is bearing witness to what Elijah Muhammad says throughout his article. Then he throws a curve. This is how the devil is, and this is why we're telling the leaders, don't reach out to them for true brotherhood. Don't reach out to him thinking that you will get a clear acceptance by them and that they will help you in the way that we would help you if you reached out to your brothers and sisters. We're under global collapse. And this global collapse is under the weight of an unseen hand. This goes into the global collapse. Because for years they denied these things ever existed. They denied that they were ever possible. But time and world events are bringing all of these things into your face. It's bringing it right before you. Right before you that you may understand that God is not a liar, but the devil is. It's making you understand and making you see, though you don't want to acknowledge it, that all of the lies that they told, they have to go back constantly and rewrite them, reconfigure them, right? And now we're at a time now where they are being forced to admit the truth. But the devil's nature is such that he most times can't just admit all outright truth. He always has to throw a little falsehood in it. If he didn't have that, he would be the devil, right? Black man and black woman, we are entering a time that will be perilous, that will be crucial, and your life will depend on how you process the light of the sun and extract the vitamins. And what I mean by that is, as the Bible in Malachi, it tells us that the sun of righteousness, not S-O-N, but S-U-N, the sun of righteousness would arise with healing in his wings. And so we know that the sun, which is the center of this solar system, and very near the center of the universe, is the base of life on the nine planets. We know that the sun gives off light and energy and heat and life, right? Just one touch of the sun causes Pluto to rotate at the same speed as Earth at 1,037 1/3 miles per hour, right? And the reason is so is because these planets accepted their nature in which they were made. And by accepting that nature, they are able to process the lively vitamins that are given to them by the sun, which nurtures and maintains their health and their lives. We haven't got to that point yet. That's why you say in your prayers, you want peace on earth as it is in heaven. Why is there peace in heaven? Because you don't have Mars bumping on the axis of Venus saying, today I want to rotate in your axis. You don't have Pluto saying, today I want to get jiggy with Uranus. You don't have Saturn saying, well, since I'm big and I have all these rings around me, let me go up here and become the closest to the sun. All of them are rotating in the sphere and in the space that God allowed for them to do. And by them maintaining their swerve, or like they say, maintaining their cool or maintaining their place, God continues to bless them with life and energy. And they continue to live even as ourselves, we die, right? Because they're acting in unison with what God provides them with, their nature, right? They're not rebelling against the nature. And whenever you see a star or comet or meteor, whatever they want to say, disobey the origins or the order in which it is supposed to move or live in or conduct itself in, soon you see it fizzle out. And they call it what? A shooting star. There are so many of us who have shooting stars. And look at this world here. It's fizzling out, right? Because a new world is coming in and it cannot operate under the conditions of a new world, a new order of righteousness, of justice, of equality, of fairness, of promotion of values and ethics and morals. It can't do that. For so long, it operated on theft, deception, war, occupation, greed, murder, and getting it at any cost, regardless to the loss of life or the cost of suffering. So now that a new world stands on the near horizon, the weight of that new world is causing the pillars of this world to collapse under the weight of the unseen hand, which is God in person. All praises due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Black man, woman, the world is set for war. The world is set for poverty, an explosion in global poverty. Unlike you've ever seen. Hey, you remember how on the show we've been talking about this for the longest. The situation that's facing America would be Mad Max type situation, right? You see them, they're now redoing Mad Max on TV. The devil does things ahead of time, right? Ahead of when he knows that something is coming to him, he'll try to do a movie or a TV show or something like that, just like when he did right before he invaded Benghazi and Libya, as I was telling on an early show years ago, that he did a show called, I think it was called, I don't think it was Fortress, but it starred Ray Liotta, and he was a special forces, and in battle in Benghazi, they said an uprising took place, right? And he slaughtered people by mistake or whatever, and he was sent to a penal colony. And the same thing that took place at the beginning of the so-called revolution in Libya took place in that movie with Ray Liotta. You can Google this if you think if you don't know what it is, and if you want to find out more about it, you can Google this. I mean, one day, and I used to watch this movie all the time, and it hit me when the uprising or the rioting took place in Benghazi. I said, this is the same thing. Let me talk to you for a minute, black man, black woman. The devil always puts something in his movies, right? Just like, I forget, They Live, I believe that's what it's called, with Rowdy Roddy Piper, me and a brother was talking about just about 2 weeks ago, and how when he put the glasses on, he could see clearly about what was going on in his environment. But when he took the glasses off, he was docile. He thought the world was this make-believe world, but every time he put the glasses on, he was able to see something that the average person couldn't see. The devil is showing you something in these things so that you won't say, he didn't tell me this. The devil said, I put it right out there. They just didn't want to accept it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the devil, and he would deny misleading you. He would deny that he didn't give you a chance. He says, no, go back and look at my movies. No, they know I was a liar. I only called them. They came. So blame me not. Blame them. Right? Isn't that what the Quran tells you? Isn't that what the Bible says? And we're at this point now because we're under global collapse. Corruption in this world has gone so far that they cannot get away from this, black man and black woman. They will not be able to get away from this. And America is planning her military battles, right? And she's deployed her troops. Again, some fresh troops just landed in Turkey today, as I was looking at this morning. This on top of some that landed there a few days ago. At the same time, Jordan is hosting a 10,000-strong military war games from nations that are coalition with America. It comes as no coincidence that this is the same time that Russia and China are going to do their war games in the Mediterranean, which is off the coast of Syria, right? We're getting all types of things that you don't understand. There's a great buildup for war, and all you can think about is Manny Pacquiao. There's an economic collapse away, and all you can think about is that girl that walked past you with the big booty. There's a big hunger crisis, homeless crisis, and unemployed crisis that is plaguing America and the Western world, and all you can think about is getting your hand, your nails done. You are truly dead to the knowledge of yourself and must be beaten back into shape and condition to accept this truth. You are not a vessel at this time that is worthy to receive the truth, even though the truth lies right in front of you. You must be beaten and shaped whenever a potter gets ready to make something. Like say, for instance, he may want some water. He may want to store water. What does he do? He goes and makes him a pot, right? Makes him one of those one of those store water. But he goes and gets the clay and molds the clay, and then he beats the clay into the shape that he wants it. Then he puts it through the fire, and then he lets it sit and stew in the heat that was produced by the fire. And then after sitting a while, it's ready for action, right? And it can receive that water. Well, God is doing the same thing to you. He's the potter, and you're the clay. Right now, you are not a vessel worthy of the divine wisdom, the divine knowledge, the divine insight that will empower you to free yourself from this beast, that will empower you to become a god in your own right. You must be put through the fire. And the fire is the collapse. The fire is the brutality. The fire is the double standards and the injustice. The fire is the hunger, the loss of jobs, the loss of your standing in a society that has never meant you any good. Right? You're going through the fire. And soon you're going to see that Elijah Muhammad offered you a way of light. America knows this. So she's trying to present herself to you as a just and fair nation. And then she goes right around and continues her wars of aggression against you domestically, while she arms her so-called allies in her foreign policy. You know, I want to play a clip for you all to prove to you that what I have been saying to you is 100% the truth when it comes to Japan. I wanted to play this a couple shows ago, but it's a 4-minute clip. You have to listen closely to what is being said. Because in this clip, this guy is talking about why Japan is arming herself, and America is allowing Japan to arm, and Japan is using China to arm herself. But Japan has ulterior motives for this, and it's not for China. Remember, we've been telling you that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that in the end, Japan will choose the side of her Asian brothers, and America will not have any allies to help her when she buck up against that Asian beast over there, China. Huh? Muhammad says that the odds are against her staying there. She either leaves willingly or she'll be thrown out of Asia. Right? Well, I want you to listen close to this. And I hope the devil doesn't even knock me off the phone right now. But remember what I said. If I'm knocked off the phone, don't hang up. Because I have to switch to another line and get past their whatever they're doing on Blog Talk Radio, okay? But I want you to pay close attention to this clip, because we have a whole bunch of clips, and I don't know if the show will end in an hour. So bear with me, your brother, all right? Here we go.
RT, question more.
The military-industrial complex, of course, to some extent, will benefit from Japanese remilitarization, because it can sell arms to Japan. On the other hand, of course, the Japanese are very good at producing their own equipment, civil equipment and military equipment, and so they're going to be great competitors. I mean, at the moment, for instance, we see Japanese in the process of selling submarines to Australia. So I think whilst the military-industrial complex has been happy to promote Japanese remilitarization, they may be less than happy at the consequences. I think the Japanese are going to be, there's no reason to think not, because they've done it before in terms of civilian competition. They're going to be very, very tough competitors. So I think there may be some regrets in the future on that one. Remilitarization is the capstone of the Abe administration, and that's what it's all about. That's the center point of his political program. He wants to make Japan a normal country with right to belligerency, with legal armed forces, etc., etc. So he might, I mean, he's a canny politician, so he might be a bit cautious at this time, but he's going to press forward with remilitarization. Now, what's also interesting is that you say, well, is he going to change the constitution? Well, what they've come up with recently, last year or so, is that they said, well, it's not really necessary to change the constitution, we just have to reinterpret it. So the constitution says you shouldn't have armed forces, you shouldn't have the right to belligerency, etc., etc., and we reinterpret it to mean that you can have armed forces and that you can have a military presence abroad. So you come up with these interesting phrases like when they send the idea of sending Japanese troops abroad becomes proactive pacifism. So once you start reinterpreting, then in a sense you don't have to change the constitution. You're still getting this remilitarization. So that's going to be an ongoing thrust from the Abe Shinzo administration. I don't think there's any particular thrust from China against Japan. I think Japan is basically using China as an excuse, and it's using it because the only way the Americans will accept Japanese remilitarization is if they think that Japan can be used against China. So, I mean, the main point of American foreign policy, if you like, one of the main points is the containment of China. So Japan is a very important part of that. So they have been pressing for Japanese remilitarization, and so remilitarization needs its excuses. And they've used North Korea, and they will use China. That doesn't necessarily mean that any of these excuses are really valid. I think they are there to give a reason for remilitarization. And in this, both Japan and the United States have a common interest. The Americans want to contain China, and they're using Japan to do that, just as Japan is using the United States in its own way. So yes, I think that will continue. So again, we're going to see a sort of a joint effort between Japan and the United States on the East China Sea dispute and various other places as well.
If you make out what this British person is saying, he's a person that's well respected in the geopolitical circles, I forget his name, but he was saying that Japan uses the North Korea and China to rearm herself because this is the only way that America will allow her to rearm, right? America has dozens of bases. I think, you know, I told you that that America had about 20-some bases in Japan. Actually, when I did a Google search, I believe it said that America, with all of her logistical spots in Japan, had over 108 military bases in Japan. I did not know that. Why do you need that many military bases in one country? To give you a perspective of what I'm talking about, to give you a good perspective of what I'm saying, is this. Japan is roughly the size of California. America does not have 108, 110 military bases in California, right? But America knows something is coming, and she is trying to use Japan, as she said, against China, and Japan allows that to happen so that she can rearm herself for an ulterior motive, right? What did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say? Did he say that America would be all alone, right? And she would be thrown or pushed out of Asia. This is what we're seeing. We're seeing the build-up for this in the geopolitical circles, right? You can't get around this here. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings are clear and concise and precise. The truth is that we are entering a new phase of the collapse of America and the implosion of the global order. Right? I wish you can pay attention to these clips that I have for you and watch key words in some of the clips that I'm going to play for you, okay? Because they talk about a change of order in some of these things, right? And I want you to pay close attention to what is being said when we're talking about this. We're going to go over Black Man because I want to play at least six more clips. So bear with me, and these clips are going to show you the global collapse, right? And I want you to keep this in mind as you listen, because in the book Message to the Black Man, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has a chapter, Resurrection of Our People, in the book called The Fall and Message to the Black Man. This chapter is also in The Fall of America. Why did he put this in what many consider to be the Black Man's Quran, the Message to the Black Man, which many consider that to be, right? Why would he put it in there and then also put it in the book called The Fall of America, right? Evidently, there's something very, very important that he would put it in two books in the same form, the same way, with the same titles, right? He says, the world must be removed to make way for the new world. First of all, that sentence right there says it all. If one were to just focus on what he just said, this is showing us that everything that you are used to of this world is on its way out. And there's something new that is on its way in. No, I mean, it haven't heard, nor have it entered yet into the heart of man what God has for you. Right? The devil knows that this is the time of the resurrection of our people. God gave this message out to the Black man through his messenger in a time that we were living in and are living in the fall of America. Global collapse under the weight of the unseen hand. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says to us, the old world must be removed to make way for the new world. There is a universal struggle being waged by the old world against the beginning of a new world, of the new world. So now there's a struggle. Don't you see it economically? Don't you see it militarily? Don't you see it in their propaganda organizations, the media? Huh? Don't you see it in their law enforcement? There's a struggle now by the old world to maintain the status quo and to prevent the ushering in of something new and more just, Muhammad says. He says, will the old world's opposition prevent the establishment of the new world? Then he answers, according to recorded history, the efforts being made by the old world against the new world, beginning of the new world, will fail, as did former opponents of Allah. According to the history of Noah, the people ridiculed the very thought of Allah bringing a flood to drown them. Noah was laughed at and scorned for preaching such a doctrine. According to the Bible and Holy Quran, he was called a liar and looked upon as a crazy man, a crazy person. Some of the members of Noah's family, see, here we go now. Some of the members of Noah's family, and disbelievers of Allah and his messenger, who was Noah. They also met the same fate of the others who disbelieved. Then he tells us, the opposition. I want you to understand what this means, okay? Let's go to the dictionary, all right? Because this is the clear and concise way to realize what these words mean as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, okay? It's a beautiful day, Black man. The word opposition, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means, I'm having problems. Here we go, right here. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word opposition means actions or opinions that show that you disagree with or disapprove of someone or something. That's why you got these people who are in the leadership who claim to be of the Elijah Muhammad. But, right? But in the end, we see that they are not for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because they don't show the love, the respect for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They don't do that. They would rather show opposition by changing, altering, or editing what the messenger said. That is opposition to what he means. Actions or opinions that show that you disagree. Your actions, forget your words. Your actions and the way you carry yourself with your opinions show that you disagree with or disapprove of someone or something. So we don't have to worry about you saying the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that. Your actions and your opinions are the banger's rope around your neck, which shows us that the proof of what the messenger taught us, right? He goes further and says, this is Merriam-Webster's dictionary now. Action that is done to stop or defeat someone or something. Remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in Warning to the Hypocrites says, they were not after other people who were not following Moses, but they were actually after Moses' followers until they got enough of Moses' followers and declared war on Moses and overthrow Moses and declared themselves as the rightful messenger of God. Action that is done to stop or defeat someone or something. Right? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you can read it all through Fall of America. Talks about marching on Washington, and he say that's foolish. Don't do that. Don't. If we going to go there, tell them to let us go or kill us here. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Well, a brother says such and such. Well, we go back to the definition. If they claim to follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, according to Webster's dictionary, they are in opposition to that man and what that man believes, because the definition tells us. Opposition means actions or opinions that show that you disagree with or disapprove of someone or something. Action that is done to stop or defeat someone or something. The opposition, a person or group that you are trying to defeat or succeed against. A person or group that you are competing with. Right? Well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad couldn't have called 1 million to Washington and 3 million showed up. My work far exceeds the work of my father. That's what they say. Right? But the definition shows us the reality of the situation, right? In the global collapse, we get to see everything as it is and not how we would like it to be. Right? Truth will smack you in the face. Oh, brother, you be ready to fight truth, but ain't no win. You can't win against it. Muhammad goes further and says, the opposition of that world, talking about the old world, to the advent of a better world was a total failure. So shall it be with those today who oppose the beginning of a new world of righteousness, Islam. In the time of Abraham and his nephew Lot, before the birth of Ishmael and Isaac, Abraham's two sons, the people, mockers and haters of truth and righteousness, in that part of the world, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah had become victimized by every imaginable evil. This is what we see today, right? But I want you to see they're trying to stop the advent of a new world because they are in opposition to what God has delivered to us. Don't let the bow ties and the constant saying the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Don't let that fool you. If they cannot conform to the disciplinary rules of Elijah Muhammad and cannot conform to the teachings as is, they are, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, in opposition to not only Messenger Muhammad and his teachings, but to the God that raised him up and sent him. Right? All praise is due to Allah. Don't get mad at me. We try to make things a little clear here. And this is leading us into the midst of a collapse. Now, as we play the clips, I want you to understand what the word collapse means. Because I know you look at it and you narrow definition of it. But let us look at what Merriam-Webster's dictionary tells us what collapse means. That's C-O-L-L-A-P-S-E, collapse. To break apart and fall down suddenly. To fall down or become unconscious because you are sick or exhausted. To completely relax the muscle of your body because you are very tired, upset, etc. To fall or shrink together abruptly and completely. Fall into a jumbled or flattened mass through the force of external pressure. See that unseen hand? That external pressure is bearing down on America. It's bearing down on Europe. It's bearing down on Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and all of the white dominated nations. That external force, that external pressure of the unseen hand of God is to completely break it down, right? According to the second definition, it says to break down completely, to disintegrate. Mass, it says to disintegrate and leave in mass wreckage, to cave or fall in or give way, to suddenly lose force, significance, effectiveness, or worth, to break down in vital energy, stamina, or self-control through exhaustion or disease, to fall helpless or unconscious, to fall down into a more compact shape, to cause collapse, to condense, destroy. Right? This is the definition. So as we know this definition, we see the collapse of America, the collapse of the Anglo world, and it becomes clear to us now that we know what the word means. Now we can look for signs which bear this witness. Let's look for the sign, because it's a beautiful thing here.
Let me ask you, why is China and Russia continually purchasing as much gold as they are? Because I see in the corporate media and even from the U.S. government, I don't see the U.S. purchasing any gold whatsoever.
Right. Well, first of all, a lot of the numbers that you see everywhere are lies. Countries are doing things and not telling you. For instance, the Chinese, we know from data showing of export flows and import flows, that of course they've been buying a lot, and of course they don't let, they're the largest producer in the world of 400 tons a year, and they don't let any of it go out of the country, so clearly they're buying it. But a lot of the numbers are lies. The Chinese haven't announced a change in their gold reserves in 6 years. In 2009, they said they had 1,054 tons. They haven't said since. They probably had far more than that then, and they probably by now have, who knows, 5, 10, 15,000 tons, which at some point they're going to disclose. As for places like the United States, they've said that they've had 8,133 tons for the last 30 years, even though that they've admitted that they've swapped gold out. Last year, 2011, they admitted that they were selling gold to keep the price down, yet they didn't change their reserves. So again, you're talking about a lot of lies when it comes to data. But on the net, some countries like Russia are blatantly telling the world, of course we're buying gold. We hate the West. We want to get out of treasuries. We want to get out of dollars. And so we're buying real money. And then there are other countries doing it surreptitiously because they don't want to draw the ire of, let's say, the United States. Or more importantly, they don't want to scare, they don't want to spook people into thinking that they believe gold is money. For instance, like if the Swiss bank were actually buying gold after all they've said to denigrate it. So a lot of these numbers out there, you can't trust. You can't trust what J.P. Morgan says, what the COMEX says, what any sovereign nation says, let alone what China says. We just know China's been buying in mass quantities. We just don't know exactly how much. In China's case, they're doing it because they, unlike the Western nations, have a long history with real money. India the same. In fact, the first fiat currency failure of 600 was in China, several thousand years ago. So they are very well aware, the people, that gold is money. And now they've been encouraging the people to buy it because they know very well that as the world is progressing to a new world order, not like a group of people running the world, but the new world order where the East is the economic superpowers, they know that they want to have a strong currency and they want to have the ability to dominate trade. And that's why they're acquiring real money and getting rid of fiat currency as fast as possible.
Now, did you hear what he said at the end? He said, I said a new world order, but then he goes back and doubled down and said, I'm not talking about a few people controlling the world. All praise due to Allah. I'm back with you, black man and black woman. The devil is something else. He is something else, I tell you, black man and black woman. I told you. I felt this was coming. I felt it was coming. But all praise is due to Allah. Give me 1 second to get my earpieces, my microphones together, black man, black woman. Let's switch over to this other one. Hold on 1 second. All righty then. Oh. Yes, I'm with my people. I'm back with you. Earphones are connected. Microphone is up, so you should be able to hear me, black man and black woman. I knew this was going to happen because I see how they were trying to block my lines earlier, so I had a standby with the cell phone. But here we go. Black people are buying into these conspiracy sites, and then they are opposing the establishment of a new world order. And then they're teaching you to oppose the establishment of a new world order. But as you heard Mr. Andy Hoffman, he is telling you that I'm not talking about a couple people sitting behind a closed door running such and such. I'm talking about the switch of power, the change of culture, the change of political might, economic might, military might. All of that is switching from west to east. We're in a paradigm shift. And the new paradigm is not white privilege. The new paradigm is not white influence. The new paradigm is not white wealth, white power. The new paradigm is the reality of all things, that everything is going back under the control of the Aboriginal people, the ushering in of a new heaven and a new earth, a new world order. This is where we are. So we're seeing one order collapse under the weight of the unseen hand. There's a global collapse. And we're seeing a new world, a new order, under that unseen hand being established. That new order, that new world, is the world of the black man and woman. And this is why there's so much being said about it. They don't want to be established because they love what they are in. Regardless of what they say, they fight tooth and nail against the establishment of something new. Why? When you fight tooth and nail, you fight like hell. You're fighting to preserve something, to maintain something, to keep something that you have held dear to you, right? Which makes you an enemy of God, an enemy of the messenger, an enemy of the angels of heaven, an enemy of your nation, and, of course, an enemy of the truth. This is where we are. I want you to listen closely to what they're saying.
Do you think they're going to back the yuan renminbi with gold?
Well, I think it's inevitable because, look, this monetary system, like I said, there's been 599 fiat currencies that have all failed. And say there's 180 fiat currencies, which, as you're watching, are failing one at a time. In time, you know, this crisis will end. This global fiat currency regime will end just like all the individual ones have, and we'll have a need for sound money in the future. Personally, I don't believe that it's going to be done unilaterally. It's kind of like when people say, well, the COMEX will collapse because they won't let them naked short it anymore. No, it's not going to come at their own hand. The between getting to point A, which is today's collapsing fiat regimes, and point B, which is a new world, let's call it like Star Trek, where it's bliss and they finally figured out how monetary policy works, we're going to have an enormous amount of financial pain, of political pain, social pain. Hopefully we don't have World War III. And therefore, it's not going to be the current handful of people running China that are going to be around when it happens. There's going to be a steep correction in economic activity and social uprising in everywhere, including China. And so right now, the goal is to keep the status quo going as long as possible so these guys can stay in power. It's like an American politician. All he cares about is re-election. He doesn't care if everyone dies, as long as he gets reelected. And that's how the Communist Party in China feels, or Russia, or anywhere. They don't want to be there when everything hits the fan. But they also know from an economic perspective, of course you need for the long run to own real money and to not own fiat currency. And so they are buying it for the long run, but I really doubt it's because they plan on saying we're going to announce a gold-backed yuan. It's going to be the markets that force it. And for instance, like what I think is very possible is going to happen in the coming, could even be months, is, look, remember, the Chinese yuan is still pegged to the dollar. The dollar has been exploding because of this global crisis. And as a result, it's been hurting the Chinese manufacturing market share. For instance, it's the Chinese yuan, because of the peg, is up 30 or 40% against the yen, their big competitor. So at some point, they're going to have to de-peg it because their bubble is bursting and they need to try to do something politically to save jobs, to save face. When they do that, it's going to cause the yuan to really fall dramatically. And when it does, it's going to be a major inflationary issue in China. So it may force their hand to announce, hey, but you know, we don't have 1,000 tons of gold. We have 8,000 tons of gold, 15,000 tons, which would, of course, give some stability to the situation. So again, I don't believe that anything that these guys are doing is based on some short-term plan. In the United States, we wait, they're chickens with their heads cut off. They wake up every day and say, how can we keep this game going one more day? What can we say? What can we manipulate behind the scenes to keep things going? In China, they say the same thing, sort of like, look, we got a lot of problems we got to deal with right now. But at the same time, they say, well, we also have all this cash to spend and we have manufacturing market share and we know that gold is the future. So we're going to buy as much of it as possible, as quietly as possible. And eventually we'll announce it. And probably it will be because they're forced to announce it, not because they have some big meeting and say, yes, it's time to say we're backing the yuan with gold.
You see, there's a force that's going to make this happen. They're not just sitting there, such and such, and we've got to go over here and do this, and we've got to keep our hand over here. There is an unseen hand that is forcing the players at the table to throw down their hand, to throw down their cards, to show what they have. Right? The hand that you do not see is the will of God that is working that you can see. You see it because the prophets predicted it, and now we can point to it. And it is vindicating the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen closely to what this man is saying. For 1 minute, just listen closely to what he's saying.
So what you're saying is you feel that China is definitely getting prepared. For, I mean, we see them starting with Russia and other countries, the BRIC system, and they created the AIIB. So you, in your mind and what you see, you're saying that they are definitely getting ready for the end of the dollar.
Well, not the end of the dollar, the end of the fiat currency system that the dollar happens to be the anchor of.
Right.
What they are preparing for is a new, and I hate the term New World Order, conspiracy theorists.
You can use it.
but that term also connotes like a group of people like the Rothschilds sitting there making policy for the whole world. I'm talking about a New World Order where it simply means no longer is the U.S. dollar the reserve currency and no longer are all the policy decisions made in London and New York and Washington. No, the big policy decisions, let's pick a number, 50 years from now, are going to be made in Beijing, in Moscow, in some Southeast Asian nations, and possibly even if Germany is smart enough to take their know-how and join the Eastern Bloc and get away from this cancerous Western Bloc. So they're preparing for that from an economic standpoint, from a currency standpoint. Like you said, they're setting up their own central bank. They're setting up the whole BRICS partnership system, all these kind of things in preparing for China leading the economic world in the, let's call it, 22nd century, if not sooner.
You see the definition that he gives to the New World Order that he's talking about? Isn't that the definition I've been telling y'all for the longest? But the problem with his, after he goes into it, he goes and says that the center of power will be Beijing and Moscow and maybe Germany. No, it's not going to be. No, the center of power will be the Asiatic black man from this point on. As this system continues to implode, everybody will be affected. Everybody will be longing for change. But the change is not coming on what they're thinking about. Well, let me store up enough gold. Well, if you are able to store up enough gold and transition your wealth to the new, and you are in a position of having wealth and power in the new, there was no need for a transition from the old to the new. We should have just stayed in the old. But because there's a need and a longing for something new, that means from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top, there will be no more Warren Buffett running things. There will be no Bill Gates. There will be none of the billionaires that you see today. There will be total wealth destruction, as the Bible teaches you in the fifth book of James there. It tells them that their gold, their silver and gold has become cankered. It shall serve, what? As a, it shall serve as a judgment against them, right? Right? It says that they had stolen their wealth of the labor of others, right? And the book that says that their wealth will be destroyed. So if they're able to prepare themselves, and if they're able to become successful in their preparation, then there's no need for a judgment. There's no need for God to be present. There's no need to change and transition from the old to the new. If you're able to take a billion here and transfer it there, don't believe the lies that they are telling you. They are making preparations, but Muhammad tells us in that same chapter that I've read in the Message to the Black Man and in the Fall of America, he tells us what they would try to do. We are now living in the judgment or doom of the white man's world. Listen to what he says. Preparations have been made to meet every effort by the white man to oppose the beginning and setting up of a large new world of righteousness. So preparations have been made to take their gold from them, to take their silver from them, to take their power from them, to take their position from them, and eventually to take their lives from them. Global collapse under the weight of the unseen hand, black man and black woman. This is your day. You better wake up and stop following this foolishness that they're telling you. We go over to page 281 of the Message to the Black Man. There's a chapter in there titled, Make America Know Her Sin. Right? And he says, in here, the doom of America approaches. And there are many people who do not really know why. There are also many who would not like to know. As I have always said, truth hurts, especially the guilty. It is the express purpose, listen to this good here, it is the express purpose of the coming of God, whose proper name is the law, to make manifest the sin and destruction of that people. America represents herself as a Christian nation. This means that they are followers of Jesus, whom they call the Christ, and say that they are crystallized into him and God and have become one. As they say, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They profess to be a friend and defenders of all peace-loving and freedom-loving people. Don't they say that everywhere? Russia is invading Ukraine. Didn't you invade Pakistan, Afghanistan, Venezuela, Honduras, Libya, Somalia, Yemen, and that's just to name a few. Didn't you invade some of them? So we're supposed to throw a blind eye to all that, right? We must send weapons to Ukraine for peace. We must deploy 60 to 70% of our most advanced warships and warplanes to Asia to maintain the balance, to maintain the order, to maintain the peace. We are about peace. Let's remove the dictator, Muammar Gaddafi, and establish peace. Well, look over there and see all the peace that they've established, right? The messenger says they profess to be a friend and defenders of all peace-loving and freedom-loving people. The only people we really see that they want to be friends of are themselves and their kind. That's why they say Russia has disturbed the very architecture of European security. What about the African security that you and NATO disturb? What about the Central and South American security that you and NATO disturb? What about the Central Asian security that you and NATO disturbs. That doesn't mean anything. We want a European missile defense so that we can secure Europeans, right? Even though it's the Europeans who are manufacturing the weapons, it is the Europeans who are stealing and occupying, it is the Europeans who are promoting and propagating, executing wars all around the globe. You want a shield so that you won't be counterattacked for all of the hell that you are putting on the people around the globe, right? The messenger says, the only people we really see that they want to be friends of are themselves and their own kind. They are really sincere when they say that they are freedom-loving people. Above all, the white man, the world over, wants to be free to rule and dominate the aboriginal people. That's what we see, right? He says, today, America's doomed. Now, let's read this closely, that black man and black woman. Pay close attention to this because people are offering torchlights and ways out for America. People are saying that America can escape this judgment. But Babylon could have been healed, but she was not healed. And this is a sign for America. She was not and is not healed. And therefore, she is hemorrhaging right now with the earthquakes and economic pain, right? And the civil insurrection. Listen to what he says. Today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today, America's doom is set like a die. She cannot escape. It is impossible. All right? You know, listen to what he says right here. For her to escape would classify the prophets of God and God himself as predicting lies. So if you offer in a torchlight and you think that she can overcome what she has been put into, you are showing more power, more faith, and more hope in your oppressors than the word of God, the actions of God, and the power of God to bring about his will. All right? Don't get mad at me. Listen close. When God appeared to me, this is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talking. When God appeared to me in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, in 1931 in Detroit, he said that America was his number one enemy on his list for destruction. While he mentioned other European whites as getting a little extension of time, he singled America and Germany out as being the two worst vicious, evil, destructive troublemakers of the entire nation Earth. And that America had mistreated the so-called Negroes so much that she cannot be equally paid back for the evils that she has done to the poor black slave. So now God is in person to extract retribution on these wicked people. And they're in decline. They're in collapse. And they cannot get out of this. And God is stripping them of their wealth. You, black man, are not taking anything out of here as we go, except one thing, the wealth. Because the book tells us, go read Genesis, that we weren't allowed to take anything out of here but one thing, the wealth. Because we were entitled to the wealth for the hell that we had endured for nearly five centuries. So when Mr. Buffett puts his money and gold, smile. Tonnage of silver, smile. When they invest their money in all types of real estate abroad and businesses abroad, smile. Because it's all going to be turned over to you eventually. And they know it. Their desperate crash is on.
So when this eventually happens, what happens here in the United States?
Well, I mean, look, no one is immune. Everyone is going to feel pain. The Chinese, are going to feel pain as we go through the process of transition, which is going to cause massive turbulence in currencies and massive economic depressions as all these years and years of overcapacities and debt liquidations occur everywhere. But the fact is, because of the reserve status that was, well, partly granted to us by everyone else and partly stolen by us from everyone else, between the Bretton Woods Agreement and our reneging on it back in 1971, we have been able to live above the average means of the world, above our means more than anyone else. So we have the furthest to fall. We have the most debt. We have the highest standard of living. We're only 300 million people out of 7.2 billion. So there's a lot of people that are gunning for us. And so our standard of living has the furthest to fall from where it is. The Chinese standard of living was pretty low to start with. So when they go through their problem, it's from a lower level. But we're talking about in America where the average person is able to borrow money and get a nice house and a nice car and do whatever and go on vacation. You know, so we're talking about some pretty significant social upheaval here. Remember, we already have a socialist system where printed money is supporting half of the nation right now. So it's a pretty scary situation worldwide, but probably from a relative standpoint, no more so than here.
I mean, do you think the central bank of the Fed and the government, they're continually manipulating the statistical numbers like real estate, the stock market, of course, gold, precious metals? They're doing this on purpose to keep everyone in the dark that we have a major problem?
Yes, that's what I said. This is chickens with their heads cut off. So, all they have left is, as I said all along, money printing, market manipulation, and propaganda. You know, I call that the evil tripod. To me, that the propaganda leg is broken or in the process of being broken. No one believes the economy is good anymore. Everyone sees their real experience in life. No one believes. They just reported today, well, they reported basically zero GDP, but they also reported a negative deflator, meaning they were trying to say your cost of living went down in the first quarter. You know, I mean, no one believes any of this stuff anymore. And as for the money printing, you know, and this, we're taping this 2 hours before the Fed comes out with another pathetic statement about how they're never going to raise interest rates. You know, everyone's starting to realize that the Fed has no credibility. They've been wrong, dead wrong about everything. For 100 years, they've debauched our currency. Since the currency crisis, all they've managed to do is create massive debts and inflation. And yeah, they've allowed the 1% to benefit at the expense of everyone else by getting the stock market to go higher and the bond market to go higher. But no one's listening to them anymore. All they have left now, to me, is market manipulation. That's why you have what I call the oil PPT, which is all of a sudden trying to take the price of oil back up despite the worst imaginable data, because they know that it's the only industry in America that has produced any jobs or growth you know, in the last 10 years. Of course, it's all been due to their money printing, which caused the birth of this ridiculous shale industry, which produces oil at such high prices. So they're in there doing that. They're in there keeping the price of gold and silver down so people don't think it's real money. They're in there boosting the stock market every day so people don't get fearful. You know, and of course, they have to keep the bond market at record levels because we have all this debt. You have to have record low rates. That's why it's so comical. They even consider raising rates, let alone when the economic data is now the worst that it's been in our lifetime, not just here, but everywhere. So, yeah, how long can they manipulate every market imaginable, from stocks to bonds, currencies, commodities, precious metals, many of them like precious metals and oil, which have actual physical markets underneath them that don't agree with what's going on in the paper market? That's the big question. And of course, so much stuff is out of their control. For instance, what the Chinese do. What if the Chinese say, you know what, enough with this strong dollar, we're depegging the yuan. To me, that's like, I call that the big bang to end all big bangs. It'll have shock waves around the world of inflation and deflation and currency wars and the gold price explosion, all that. So a lot of this stuff, they're just hoping and praying that you know, that things just don't go the wrong way for them. But as it always does in history, it always goes the wrong way for the manipulators.
He said a mouthful. He is telling you that China and Asia is positioning themselves to take America out. What did Honorable Elijah Muhammad say? That it's the Asiatic nations who are the ones laying her low. They have all united over there and have focused their guns on this one to lay her low. They're not going to give her another chance. They are going to her low, right? And he says they only hope America and Europe, they're only hoping and praying that things don't go wrong or don't end up bad. He said, but it always does for the manipulators. Is this not Elijah Muhammad or what? That's what I want to ask you. See, it's so easy to prove the man. Because time is bringing about his word. every word that he spoke bears weight, bears fruit, but you still need convincing. Therefore, the devil has been let loose on you. And you're starting to see in the money markets, you're starting to see things creep up. You know, I was at the store the other day, and this is to show you just how bad things are getting. I was at the store the other day, and I was getting something. I can't remember what it was, but I believe it was roughly when I went in there. Oh, there was some pickles, some all-natural pickles. They're just have no preservatives or anything in them. And so I went to get some pickles, and usually they were a dollar. I went in there, and I just got some like a week ago. They were a dollar. I went in there yesterday or day before yesterday to pick up another jar because I usually go every week because my children love pickles. And they were $1.95. That's almost a 100% inflation. $1.95. Right? Isn't that something? Dollar. That's almost a double in price overnight. This shows you the depths of despair which rages on America. But you see some of these leaders, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad raised me up. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught me this. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this of me. And then they go right back seeing what the messenger said about the situation that we now face. They go right out there and do opposite of what he talks, right? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said also, and I want to give this out just in case we get cut off. But I'm going to go into something. But before I do that, I want to pass this out to you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that soon the FOI will have to be pulled off the street because of the violence, because of the situation, the internal and domestic situation that faces America. So when you see leaders deploying them everywhere, especially in the time of the shedding of blood across America, know that they are in opposition to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that must take place in this day and time. Soon, not, I don't think it's just yet, but soon, therefore I will have to be, or you're going to suffer a loss of life. You're going to suffer the devil moving on you. And when he moves on you, the devil is not, he don't play games when he moves on you. So don't put these people's lives in jeopardy because some of these people want to be seen as people. They want to be accepted as leaders. Don't do that because you will be held responsible for this. But going to what I was saying, as America is falling and we see the signs of it, we can touch it, smell it, taste it, hear it, feel it, all of that. Some of these leaders are trying to reintegrate you into the power structure that God and his messengers delivered you from. And Muhammad says in the same chapter, when I haven't gotten off this chapter, America nor her sins, how we've gotten to the part of her economic collapse, how we've gotten to the part of when Master Farad Muhammad comes and what did he do to America and Germany and Europe, as we got to the part about how America always pretends to be a freedom-loving people. Well, we got to get to another part in this same chapter. Because it all goes hand in hand with the global collapse under the weight of the unseen hand, right? He says, there are thousands and tens of thousands of American so-called Negroes, and in those tens of thousands are such professional, listen to how he described these, such professional and educated class of people as preachers, ministers of the white man's Christianity, even scientists, and scholars of many kinds and technicians of all kinds who have become submerged into the love and worship of the white race because of advantage. See? The reason they're introducing white people into the spectrum of the Nation of Islam, the reason they're introducing white people into the teachings of the Nation of Islam is for advantage. Somebody is stuffing the lining of their pocket. You just go out and say the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught you this. You just go out and say black people this and black people that and the white man is the devil. But as long as you let us integrate into your power structure, We will weaken your power structure and keep you separated from our power structure. You just take these couple dollars. See, all of this is leading to the collapse. Muhammad goes further and says, today, they preach the gospel of being an American citizen. This is what they're saying. We are all Americans, right? I don't want to be a leader of just black America. I have a Times, I think it's Times or Newsweek article, dated in the 90s. And one leader says that, I don't want to be just a leader of black America. I want to be a leader of all Americans. This is what he says. Foolish. Think of what Muhammad says. Today, they preach the gospel of being an American citizen and worship equally their intermarriage with white Americans who use the black women from the time that they were brought here 400 years ago until this very day. And they, listen, as they would their stock and cattle, listen closely to what I'm saying. It is a perfect shame and disgrace to see men of the black nation professing themselves to be spiritual guides of God and his people, endorsing and backing the rule of enemies who have spoiled and exploited them to the extent that they are not recognized as even among their own kind outside of America. These ignorant black people will oppose anyone who preaches freedom, justice, and equality in some of this earth that we can call our own. All right? So now it's no longer hazy. Muhammad telling us, when you see these characteristics in a leader, when you see them doing X, Y, and Z, you can now make out the form of that leader. You are connecting the dots. So he tells us, it's no longer hazy. What is it, Muhammad? He replies, it is clear that such a spiritual leader as this is more an enemy to his people than the real devil, the Caucasian. You understand? This is message to the black man. Right? This is message to the black man. And the collapse, you see all of these things being brought out. You see, in just that one chapter, we went through the economic crisis, America's policies, foreign and domestic, and how she uses these so-called black leaders, the honorable such and such and the esteemed such and such, right, to move you away from fully accepting your destiny, while all the while they're pretending to push you towards your destiny. But this is bringing a weight that America can no longer carry on her back. Economically, she's in a dire situation. She's in a dire situation.
And you mentioned the Fed and you mentioned interest rates. Do you think the Fed could ever raise interest rates? I mean, we've been at all-time lows, and if they raise them, I think the system will fall apart. I mean, is
never.
That...
They never, first of all, they never ended QE. They know very well now that most of the stuff they do covertly. It was back in 2008 when they realized, when the 2008 crisis hit them by surprise. It didn't hit me surprise. I was predicting it for years. It was so obvious. But when it hit them, it was so obvious that they were taken by surprise, that they were kind of sloppy. You know, they're Hank Paulson in front of Congress saying, please, can we have $700 billion or else the market will fall apart? But by now, they got all these derivatives and algorithms, and they've also realized, why do we have to tell people what we're doing? I mean, that's why you could see what they're doing every day, that the what I call the dead ringer algorithm on the Dow, which is the same exact chart pattern every single day, where, you know, and the same thing with gold going down. They're in there doing all this stuff covertly. That's why... You know, they had the markets up high enough. They figured, all right, we can say that we stopped QE. Let's see if it worked. Okay, we still got the markets higher. Now they've actually created this massive bubble. But, you know, now things are getting worse and worse. So what are they going to say? You know, are they going to say that they're going to raise rates by a quarter point some point in the future? They can't even do that at this point because the economy is falling apart around the world. The data here, including this morning's GDP numbers, are bad. So at some point, they're going to have to stop pretending that they want to do something like raising rates, which everyone knows not only is bad for markets, I mean, raising rates, but bad for all this debt. You know, at some point, they're going to have to admit, you know, that they're no longer considering doing things like that. And that they're, you know, actually starting to worry a bit. And, you know, that's what I call the Yellen reversal. That's coming. I don't think it'll be today, but it's coming. And when it does, that's going to be the end of the Fed's credibility completely. It's going to be the end of the, quote, bear market in gold in the United States. That's for sure. It'll join everywhere else in the world with gold prices soaring. And it's also going to be the beginning of a very scary time in the world where people don't trust anyone, let alone their central bankers.
See, the end is upon us. And in this end, what are you to do? Huh? You're supposed to follow closely to Messenger Muhammad. This is the only way out. I didn't say follow closely to Rashid Muhammad, because I'm following close to Messenger Muhammad. And if you're trying to put on my shoulder for me to, carry the weight, I'm going to, like they say, I'm going to brush you off. Because I'm trying to say we are all responsible for self in this day and time. Do your duty to your nation and let the chips fall where they may. Because this thing here is so explosive. The destruction is on its way, is underway. The end has now come, and they know it's coming, and they're telling you these things, yet you still are into sport in place. You still are a personality worship. You still are attracted to foolishness, so you must suffer the consequences. And you think this devil, by reintegrating him into the power structure of the nation, or trying to integrate him into the power structure of the nation, I should say, will bring power and prosperity to you? How in the hell can it do so when they can't even maintain power and prosperity? And you are smiling because you got you 30 pieces of silver. You have sold out your whole nation under the guise of following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for 30 pieces of silver. And it's all coming to an end. And your masters who took you to the top of the government. Some of us say, well, you know, this person is the Jesus. Well, they took the Jesus on the mount. And they offered Jesus all that he could survey. And Jesus told Satan to get thee behind me. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that dragon put his tail up towards the heavens, then cast it down to earth. And when he cast his tail down, he cast down a third of the stars of heaven. He said, this does not mean planets. This means those who are endowed with the knowledge of divine, those who have an insight into the teachings, those who are want to excel in theology. The devil bribed them, threatened them, and offered them all types of things. And some of them, a third of the scholar, as the book teaches you, fell from heaven down to the earth. They were no longer worthy to sow above materialistic things. They were no longer worthy to take flight and understand the inner workings of different realms of creation, castigated and cast down back to the earth, where they can only look at the carnal things. They can only appreciate the material things, right? Because they accepted the 30 pieces of silver that the devil offered them. All you have to do is look at your leaders. Look around. Who you following? What are they doing? Are they reintegrating? Are they teaching about the devil? Do they let the devil teach classes? If they do, then they may be one of the third of the stars that was cast down to the earth. And if you believe that they have power to save you in this day and time, when their own economy is collapsing, you crazy as hell. I'm going to play this last clip. And listen to me too, black man, black woman. I've gotten a lot of clips here. We're going to do a part two of this Saturday. We're going to do a live part two of this Saturday because I got so many clips that I have to play. So many that I just got to play. Because I want your head to be wrapped. I want your mind to be wrapped around the time. Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches and what we now see unfolding and what we must expect in the near future. Because the devil is telling you. And they know it's coming. And they cannot stop it, black man.
So, I mean, it seems like the U.S., the world, they're kind of preparing for this. I mean, the banks are out there and they're saying, listen, if you take out 5,000 or more, we have to report you. JP Morgan Chase came out and said they don't want you to keep cash in your safety deposit box. Is this are they doing this to prepare for bail-ins because they want all that cash to stay in the banks?
Well, that was the title of my article yesterday. It was the war on cash, not to be confused with the war on money, which is the cartel's attempt to keep the price of gold and silver down so people don't realize that they're real money. You're talking about the war on cash, which is keeping interest rates at zero or in some cases making them negative so that they want you to spend the money. They don't want you to save it. They want to penalize you for saving it. Now they want to penalize you for even having it in the form of cash because they want to track everything you're doing, and B, they want to maximize tax revenues, which they badly need. And then, of course, they create all these draconian things, these policies like the U.S. just initiated these FBAR and FATCA laws. Their capital control is going around the world where they have to know where all of American dollars are. And so, no one wants to do business with Americans anymore. So, again, they're making it impossible to hold cash, let alone that you're holding it in these insolvent institutions that are too big to fail, which is why the Fed has to keep the interest rate at zero for 7 years, including after what they claim is years and years of, the longest recovery we've had ever. So again, this is why it's so amazing to me how so many Americans are so brainwashed that they don't realize, well, of course you buy gold and silver. Yeah, they may be down in price a little, but they're up from $200 to $250 15 years ago, and that's with all the manipulation. And they are the only assets that have protected people over the years, over thousands of years. And they're now trading below the cost of production, gold and silver. So, this is what they're so scared of. They know that people are going to, that people in Asia certainly know this, and they know that people in America back in the 70s knew it, and they will, and the younger generations will realize it too. So that's why they're so terrified. They know they have to get people out of cash, but at the same time, they're pushing people toward gold. And at some point, the dam is going to burst.
In your opinion, what do you think is going to kick all this off? I mean, do you think Greece is going to kick off and create a domino effect? Or do you think it's going to happen in a different area, or it's going to happen right here in the U.S.?
Well, that's the big question, the how and the when. There's a million, quote, black swans out there, things we don't know. Like you see yesterday, it says Iranian cargo ship seizes an American ship. I mean, it could be something as simple as that, which causes a major problem. Or it could be something like, as I call it, a gray swan like Greece, which is sitting there screaming at you. I mean, Brexit will happen this year. They're going to leave. They're going to default on their debt. The same thing is going to happen in Spain and Italy and France and all these places, and not just in Europe. I mean, everyone's going to default on their debt. So, what will be the catalyst? Could it be that easy that the thing right in front of our face that everyone knows about, Greece, will be it? Maybe. Maybe just the economy gets so bad that Janet Yellen does, as I said, the Yellen reversal. It probably won't be today's meeting, but maybe it's the June meeting where she says, the risks are no longer balanced even. That risks are actually the downside, and we're starting to not just think about raising rates, but actually about, to the contrary, thinking about, additional stimulus, meaning QE4 and NERP. And it could be something as simple as that, because when that happens, it's not that the dollar is going to plunge. Everything's going to plunge. It's going to be gold that goes up and real items of value. And there's going to be a crisis of confidence in the fiat currency system, which is on its last legs already. So, that's the $64,000 question, as they say, is how and when. But it's, for people to say, well, it's going to be years from now. No, it's not going to be years from now. It's coming soon. It's already happening around the world. As I said, currencies have been crashing everywhere. Commodities have been crashing. You're having all these social upheavals and secession votes everywhere. It's already started. It's just a matter of when it goes into hyperdrive and it's a full-blown crisis that can't be hidden by taking the Dow Jones propaganda average up every single day with the same algorithm.
Black man and black woman. Oh, I'll get you 5-6-2 in a second. Black man and black woman, haven't we been saying that we're undergoing it right now? Haven't we been talking about the secession movements across America and across the globe? Haven't we been talking about the growing poverty and unemployment rate and the homeless rate? Haven't we been talking about the insurrection? And all of this is leading to the collapse of the global monetary and cultural system because of evil, because of greed, because of deceit, because of a desire to continue to maintain white privilege and white control. We've been talking about that. This is the base of the show. And we're showing you that the weight of the corruption of the white man is bearing down on him because that unseen hand is holding that weight from escaping. And so it has to sit on something, and so it sits on the pillars of white society, of white financial power, which means white military power. And when that pillar goes, boom goes the dynamite, bye-bye power, white privilege, and white culture. Let's go to the phone lines. 562, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, assalamu alaikum. 562. Okay, all righty then. 562. But brothers and sisters, again, the time is at hand. Will you man up and accept the truth? Because it doesn't get any plainer than just showing you what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says and proving to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that what he says is not only coming to pass, but has come to pass and will continue to come to pass as we see the world order implode and a new world ushered in. You might not live to see the new world ushered in, but how about you strive to be righteous, that you leave a legacy of righteousness? We might not all make it, but let us leave an example of how we struggle to help usher in something new, something beneficial, and something great for our children and our grandchildren and their children and children and children. Let us stand up and be civilized and cultured and respond, black men. Let us show the world the example of the firstborn from amongst the dead who became an original black man, an original God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, by following his example that he has laid out for us, that we may become an original black man and woman, an original God with roots from the very creator and the creation itself. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We got another powerful hard hitter coming to you Saturday, if Allah please.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roles we play. Open.